What's up? It's your boy G, and this is Relationshipology, where we study different aspects of relationships and basically how to acquire the most prosperous and most desirable relationship that will make you happy for your life. And last episode, we discussed self and self-development, self-improvement. Basically, what I believe is the first step to having the best type of relationship that you want to have to make yourself happy, to have a happy life, right? That's the goal. That's the objective, is to have a happy life, right? So in order to do that, you have to improve yourself first in order to find that person that you would most desire. Work on self. Okay, so this episode, I'm gonna talk about a little bit about relationships and relationships being work, right? But one thing that I wanted to say that I really like that I get to share my ideas and whatnot on the podcast. I personally use Anchor. If you guys haven't heard of it, I know different people listen to podcasts in different places and whatnot, but I created my podcast on Anchor, so I definitely would encourage everybody to check that out. Anchor, it's an app. It's very easy and simple to use. With that said, I will be right back with the topic of the day after these sponsors. So the topic of today, relationships are work. Relationships are work. Work. You go to school to study all these different things, which a lot of them don't even prepare you for life, if we're being frankly honest. But nevertheless, in order to become well-equipped or well-adept at something, in order to become good at anything, you have to study. You have to put the work in. Nothing's going to come to you. And you get to, the easiest thing to do is to acquire something, to get something. The hardest thing to do is to keep it. Once you get it, you got to keep it, right? In order to keep your relationship, you got to work on it. He's like, well, man, work on it. How you work on a relationship? If you don't know how to work on a relationship, that's fine. That's simple. That's not a problem. You know what you do? Google it. You're going to hear me say that so many times in damn near every episode. Like, I'm telling you, everything, remember that. Everything can be Googled. Google it. Like I said before, if you're not a person who's willing to pull out that pen and pad, I just don't see how you truly and honestly believe you're going to have a productive relationship in its best form and fashion. Because whether you realize it or not, the people who have the best and longest relationship, they work on it. And this I know. They work on it. You have to work on it. Day in, day out. People have to know their roles. People have to know their positions. Every relationship is different. Society can have their gender roles. Society can have whatever stereotypical roles that they say man should do, woman should do, whatever. But at the end of the day, we know that's not reality. We know reality is that people are going to do whatever they're going to do in their relationships, and they're going to conduct their relationships however they see fit, which is absolutely fine and perfectly normal, to be honest with you. It would be absolutely not normal for every single person to conduct their relationship exactly the same. That would not be normal, nor would it be healthy, nor would it be fun or exciting. That would be, it would suck, and it would defeat the purpose of having relationships if all were exactly the same. I mean, isn't that the point? Everybody's different, every relationship is different, every interaction is different. Like, that's the whole point. So realize that your relationship is work. That means going in, if you're already in a relationship and you having problems, I mean, going in and discussing your issues and solving them. The way that you do that, the way that you go about that, in my experience, is the best way is to sit down with that person with a pen and a pad, or your phone, iPhone, however you like to take your notes and write down things and whatnot. And first things you both do is write lists. The first list you're going to write is the things that you have a problem with that the other person does. Okay? The next list you're going to write is things that you have a problem with, or I'm sorry, things that you believe that your spouse or the person that you with has a problem with about you. The things that you think that they would say that you could correct. These are the two lists, right? You're going to sit down with the person, and the first thing you guys are going to do is read off the list that you believe that the other person would say about you, right? You read your list, they read their list. After you guys read your list, y'all discuss that list, right? See how accurate your list is. See how perceptive, how much you really are in tune with your partner and how much you really know, you know what I mean, about how they feel about you and your relationship. Because if it comes to find out that you have no idea about how they truly feel about you guys' interaction or how they feel about you or the things that they would, you know, say that you have to improve, if you have zero clue, well, then you guys have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. You, in particular, have a lot of work to do on yourself. Because we have to realize that relationships take work, and the work has to be, it's self-work. You have to do the work on yourself. You share with the other person what you have a problem with, but you also have to be open to what the problems that the other person has with you and to changing those issues. If you have issues with somebody that you with and they have issues with you and you're not open to changing them, well, guess what? Hold on to your issues too. Don't even let nobody know. Because how do you feel like that's fair to share your problems and you have no intention of changing the issues that they have with your character or personality or maybe some of the quirks you have or whatever the case may be? It's not okay to feel that a person should change 100% for you and you not change at all for them. That's not okay, and it's not reality. Let's be for real. Like, let's be for real. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You have to change in some way, shape, form, or fashion. A relationship is alchemy, right? Is two people joining together to become one. You guys should function as one. If you're in a relationship and you guys are not functioning as one at all in no capacity, shape, form, or fashion, something's wrong. Seriously. I mean, unless you guys really sat down and decided that everything you guys are going to do is going to be 100% separate, which is, you know, your prerogative. Unless that's what you did, you know, then something's wrong, in my opinion. Two people in a relationship, a healthy relationship, should not be doing their own thing, as people like to say, 100% of the time, and neither one of the people have any idea what the other person is doing, where they're at, what's going on. Like, that's not a relationship. That's kicking it. That's kicking it. And that's what y'all want to do. That's cool. But classify that. Like, for real. Because if you in a relationship, you want to be in a relationship, whatever, that's something real. That's work. That's not no game. That's not no play. Like, don't nobody got time to play with you, like I like to say. You know, just like you ain't got the time to play with nobody. Right? Relationships are work. There's plenty of things on Google and YouTube, seminars and all type of stuff. I mean, you don't have to pay for nothing these days. I mean, somebody probably got a therapy lesson that they put on YouTube or Google. Anything that you would think that you could try to do to fix your relationship, your current relationship, you could do yourself as long as both parties are 100% fully willing and committed to making the relationship better. As long as both parties are committed, you can go on YouTube and Google and find the proper tactics and techniques to improve your relationship. I guarantee it. The first thing I can tell you that you need to do is both. If anybody out there is a pessimist, that's your first problem. You start working on that. Don't be a pessimist. If you're a pessimist, that's the first challenge right there. I know you're probably listening and probably seeing something negative right now, but you have to be. I know it's difficult, but if you can learn to be positive, I guarantee you that's the first step to any type of change or forward movement or progress. You have to be positive. If you don't think that it's possible, then it isn't. You shall have what you say, right? If you, whether you believe it is or whether you believe it is not, you are right. Whether you believe it is or whether you believe it is not, you are right. What that means is what you believe going into something is what it's going to be. So if you go into something believing it's not going to work, guess what? No matter what happens, it's not going to work because you already set your mind on that. If you set your mind on something not working, it's never going to work. That's the reality of it. So you have to go into things giving it a chance. So if two parties go into a situation where they both want to fix that situation that's wrong, and they're both giving them 100% all, it's nearly impossible for those individuals to fail. Nearly impossible. So that's for people that's already in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, just realize that that needs to be a part of your conversation. I know for me, I've always made it clear when I talk to different women throughout my life, I've always made that clear that I realize that if I intend to be in a relationship with you, or I intend on even dealing with you, I realize that that's work, and that takes work. I mean, even a friendship takes work. Every relationship of every kind takes work, work, work. You have to put in the work, right? And the thing about it is, it's not like miserable work, like, you know, like work that's, you know, like dreadful or whatever. It's to be enjoyed, you know, you should enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like, really, let's not even call it work right now. Let's call it intimacy. Because ultimately that's what it is. It's you being intimate with your partner and getting to know your partner and the different, you know, things about them that they like or dislike or, excuse me, or whatever the case may be. You have to know your partner. Your partner should know you. Right? The only way for that to happen is for you both to put the work in and get to know each other and get to know what each other likes and get to know what each other dislikes and get to know each other's past, each other's dreams, and so on and so forth. The work goes on. You should, and this is why, if you're in a relationship and you're not communicating with the other person, whether you be male or female, this is why the person's always nagging you. This is why the person's always in your ear, because you don't get a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or whatever the case may be, and then go chill on the couch or whatever the case may be and never interact with that person. That's not what a relationship is. Like I said before, that's kicking it. If that person not trying to kick it, you don't have no right to kick it with on that person. Like, they ain't kicking it with them, you kicking it on them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to kick it, they trying to have a relationship, and you just trying to kick it. What type of stuff is that? Like, where they do that at? You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, who raised you? You know, like, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. You taking advantage of that person at that point, severely. If this person's intention is to have a relationship and your intention is just to kick it or have sex or whatever the case may be, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. In my experience dealing with women, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. If you just keep it real, y'all may or may not like this. I don't know how you're going to feel about this. I don't know the response I'm going to get on this. But I'm going to keep it real. If you keep it real with a person. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what they tell you initially that they're trying to do or look for. The vast majority these days will still entertain the more casual kicking it. I don't even know how to word it, but I think y'all know what I'm saying. Some people, put it like this, we all adults, although some people may be looking for a relationship, that don't mean they're still not human. That don't mean they still don't want to indulge and have fun and enjoy life. Some people just, if y'all agree to just be kicking it and just have fun or just be friends or whatever the case may be, plenty of people will still do that without you telling a gang of lies, trying to convince them that you want to be in a relationship, knowing damn well you have no intent on being with this person or you don't like them like that. We all know we have messed with somebody before that you may like one thing about them or whatever that's carrying it. If that thing go away, it's over. Like, I'm gone. Like, so keep it 1,000. Like, why waste your own time? Because you're wasting your own time, you're hurting yourself. And not to mention how many crazy people you want to introduce into your life by just trying to mess with somebody for a moment. Like, let's be for real. Or somebody that you just really was like, I should have just kept it pushing, kept walking, kept talking, kept whatever. I was tripping. Like, let's be smart, people. Learn from your own mistakes. The best teacher, one of the best teachers, is your own person. Well, the best teacher is experience, your own experience. You've 9 times out of 10, if you 25 or so, you've probably been through enough relationships, depending on where you're from, to at least by now make the proper judgment to choose people that you have a better chance at having some type of productive relationship with. And start taking the red flags, people. Take the red flag. I mean, if it's like a feeling of, nah, this person ain't. I mean, follow that mind. Like, I'm starting to learn that inside voice is not you. We think it's just us thinking. That inside voice is God talking to you, or it's the universe talking to you. It's something else that's there, like your subconscious, but it's something deeper than what you believe it is. I'm telling you. When they say follow your first mind, that's because it's something in you. It's something that just already knows the right thing to do, the proper thing to do. But when I say the right thing, I mean the right thing for you. The thing that's going to make you the most happy in the end. It may hurt at the beginning. Like, to break up with somebody might hurt in the beginning, but you're going to be more happy in the long run afterwards. So if your first mind telling you, man, you just better leave, and then you're like, nah, but that... Listen to your first mind. If you listen to your first mind, the majority of the time, I guarantee you it won't steer you wrong. Now, test me if you won't. I promise you. Test that. I promise you, it will not fail. It cannot fail. But just understand, people, relationships are work. You have to work from beginning to end. If you, as a man, take your time to get to know a woman, I mean, I don't care if at the beginning you pull out a pen and a pad and say, I want to get to know you. I really want to get to know you. You know, I want to take this thing as far as it can possibly go. Because realize the intent of a relationship is the end. You should begin a relationship with the end in mind, which is marriage. That's why women always looking at you like, when is we gonna get married? We've been together forever. If you never want to get married, then that's something that you need to discuss with somebody in the beginning of a relationship. That's not fair for you to not want to get married, and this person wants to get married, and you have, that's not even in your future. Like, that's, come on, don't do that. Have that discussion at the beginning. And people, for you people out there that have discussions with people and they are disclosing things, and then later on you trying to be like, yeah, I know you told me that, but not realize, nothing gives you that right. You either going to be okay with it or you're not. I mean, people have the right to change their minds. Don't get me wrong. People absolutely have the right to change their minds, and people do. But realize, a lot of people are not going to understand when they felt like they were open with you and you just all of a sudden want to change up and now you're tripping. Now, it's different if you're just trying to have a conversation like things have changed. It's been a little while. You know, now I think I do want to get married or whatever. I know at the beginning I said I didn't. That's different if you're having a conversation. But don't go barking and jumping down nobody's throat because they don't want to marry you. And the conversation at the beginning was, I never wanted to get married. And I told you this. That's not right. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not. Be fair. You want people to be fair to you, be fair to people. Let me share something with y'all. This shit work like magic. Like magic. If you want something in life, you know how you get it? You go give. You go and give. If you want things in life, you give. The more you want, the more you give. The more you give, the more you will get. That's the universal principle. That's what karma is. Give and receive. The more you put out, the more it comes back. Period, point blank. It's definitive. It can't be changed. Can't be refuted. I don't care if you believe in it. It is what it is. You ain't got to believe in air. You ain't got to believe in oxygen, but it's real. You ain't got to believe in the wind, but I promise you it. And in some places, if it's heavy enough to knock you over, it's real. You don't have to believe in karma, but I promise you it's real. Just try it. Go out and just for the day and do a bunch of nice things and be kind to people and whatnot and give things to people and whatnot and see if it's not. I'm not saying that it's going to be returned by that person. No. That's not what I'm saying. But the universe, you know what I'm saying, will return it. It will be returned in some way. And it's not always in the same form and fashion. And in fact, a lot of times it's not the same form and fashion. So if you go give somebody some money, that don't mean somebody going to come back and give you some money. Nah, maybe you just didn't get hit by a car or something. Or maybe, I mean, it's a variety, it's millions of variations of things that it could have been where you got that universal payback. But just realize, if you stop to take a breath and realize all the good things in your life, even the small, minute things, you'll realize how good your life really is. And you'll be able to move forward making better decisions. And get that good relationship and put that good work in. but seriously though, relationships are work, man. I can't say it enough. Relationships are work. You have to work on your relationship. You have to work on your relationship. Right? That's what everything. Look, don't think no area of your relationship don't have to be worked on. You know what I'm saying? And for people that's sensitive, you're going to have to get over that. I'm sorry. You're going to have to get over that. I don't care if it's sex. Sex is a sensitive area. If your sex game ain't up, but your partner is still want to be with you and they still trying to, you know, let you know, like, listen, I just need you to, whether you be male or female, respect that. You know what I'm saying? Respect the fact that they trying to tell you, because that means if somebody willing to tell you that something is not up to par, that means they want you to fix it. If they're not leaving, that means they want you to fix it. If you like that person, you love that person, be appreciative of the fact that they're willing to give you the opportunity to fix it. Because some people just will jet on you. Some people will completely jet. Don't we know it? Don't we know it? I mean, come on now. Like, let's be for real. So understand, whatever you lacking in, just understand you need a little bit of work. People ain't talking about you. People ain't saying that you are this. You can do something bad without being bad. You can do something wrong without necessarily being, your whole character is wrong or something. If you make a mistake or you do something that somebody don't like, realize, just like beauty, you know what I'm saying? Everything is an eye of the beholder as far as people's offense and how people take things or whatever. You can say something to two people, one person offended, another person's not. So don't think that it's necessarily like it. Don't get me wrong, it is you, but it's not you, if you understand what I'm saying. But if you're in a relationship with somebody, it is up to you to do your best to make that person feel appreciated and not offended and whatnot. But understand that some people get offended by things that other people do not get offended by. And that's why you may have miscommunications at times with some things. But that's just little work. Just work. A lot of work is just basically having conversations. Sitting down and having conversations about things. If you don't want to have a conversation, then you don't want to need to have a relationship. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If you don't want to have a conversation, you don't need to have a relationship. I'm going to let that sink in. That's for men, women. I don't want to hear that about what you... I don't care if you're coming from a family that don't communicate. I don't care if you say you don't know how to talk. I don't care if you say I don't talk that good. I don't care if you say I can't put my thoughts together like that. I don't care if you say I don't know what to say. I don't care about none of that stuff. At the end of the day, you have to figure out a way to communicate with the person or people or whatever you refer to the people you with or whatever, or person you with. You have to do these things. Work, work, work. Every single aspect of relationship is work. Work, work, work. I can't say it enough. I really can't. Because I've come to realize that. See, me and my relationships, haven't had many where I've had women just leave me or whatever the case may be, because I'm not a bad guy. Like, I'm pretty successful as far as what I want in a relationship because of the way that I conduct myself, because I realize that it's work. Because from the beginning of a relationship, I take the time to get to know the person that I'm dealing with, because all relations, all interactions, people want to feel cared about, period. And you know who people want to show the most love? The people that show them the most love. If you want somebody to show you love, if you want somebody to show that they care about you, then you have to do those things. If you begin the relationship learning a person, learning everything about them that you possibly can, and really listening, really remembering, really retaining, write it down if you have to. Put it in your phone. They ain't okay. You think somebody gonna not want to talk to you because you're putting some information in your phone? They're gonna appreciate that and respect that even more, that you're really taking the time to remember the things that they're telling you. Learn the people that you're dealing with. If you take the time to learn the people that you're dealing with, it'll take you a whole lot further. Study them like you study in a book. Study them like you study in a sports game, like you study in a game on a PS4 or an Xbox, you know, whatever. Study that person, because the more you know about them, the easier your relationship will be with them. The best way to conduct a relationship, in my opinion, is to live for the other person. If you both agree to live for each other, then you will have the most successful, blissful, happy relationship you could ever possibly have, in my personal opinion. And all that means is, on the day-to-day, you think about them, and on the day-to-day, they think about you. You think about their needs. You think about what's going to make them happy. You think about what they want today. You think about how their day gonna go. You think about what they need to do today. And they do the same for you. Now, that's not to say that you don't think about your own things and what you got going on in your own life. No, of course not. But if you put the thought for those things, it'll have you more prepared for a lot of situations and not falling into a lot of traps of forgetting the person that you with, or forgetting special days, or forgetting certain times that you shouldn't be forgetting. or forgetting even your spouse in general to care about them and tell them that you love them and tell them that you think they're beautiful or pretty or handsome or kind or nice or sweet or loving or whatever the case may be. Remember that, folks. I think that's one thing, especially my generation, we don't do enough. Tell people how you feel about them. That goes for everybody, not just relationships. Tell people how you feel about them. That's the good stuff, people, not the bad stuff. The bad stuff, you're going to have to work on that. That's a personal issue you got going on. You know what I'm saying? But the good stuff, you know, if you think somebody is nice, let them know. Hey, at the clear blue. Hey, you one of the nicest people I know. You hella nice. Or if somebody's hella cool or hella funny or hella well-dressed, whatever the case may be. If you give compliments, you'll get compliments. If you treat people well, people will treat you well. And in turn, when people see you being kind to people, living a good life, being happy, you attract those type of people to you. If you're wondering why you might attract certain type of people, negative people, people that's always being a certain type of way, it's because deep down inside, you're like that some type of way. You're attracting those people to yourself. That's why the first episode, I was talking about self-improvement and working on yourself. You have to be positive and work on those different things that we discussed in the first one. Because if you don't work on yourself first, then you're going to be forever looking for different things in the next person, which the next person can never give to you, because you have to work on pretty much your self-esteem. Nobody can give you self-esteem because it's esteem of self. You have to work on yourself. Work on yourself, and you'll find the person that you're looking for. Guaranteed. Do it and come back and tell me I'm wrong. Start working on yourself and start seeing if you don't meet better people that you like better and whatnot, more compatible people and whatnot, and you let me know. And when you do meet them people, make sure that at the very beginning you ask some questions, important questions, have those important conversations, and you put that work in. You put that work in like never before. I think the next episode I'm going to talk about making yourself valuable, because that's once you meet somebody and you're working on yourself and y'all compatible and everything going well and all that good stuff, and you working on things and you getting to know them and all that good stuff, then you need, next thing you need to understand is make yourself valuable. In a relationship, you have to make yourself valuable. But I'll be talking about that on the next episode. This has been my podcast, Relationshipology. Please message me. Let me know what y'all think about my thoughts today. You know, my ideas, I've come to these conclusions over a period of time or whatnot, but please share, you know, what do you think? Older, younger, whatever. I invite all to share. All right, so y'all have a beautiful and blessed day. Peace and love to you and your kids and your loved ones. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life.